back here on National Geographic Weekend. I'm Boyd Matson. Sometimes you do learn from your mistakes. And that's probably the impetus behind Greg Trainish, who started an organization called Adventure Science, where he gets people to go and volunteer on scientific projects and help with the research. Sometimes they might be on vacation in an area and just gather some information in the course of taking their trip. And by the way, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be back.
And the reason I say you learn from your mistakes, because one time you decided to do the adventure all yourself by walking from one end of South America to the other.
Mm-hmm.
How long was that again?
I walked
a lifetime.
Yeah, I feel like I wake up in the middle of the night in cold sweats, still walking sometimes. But yeah, that took 667 days. We walked for just near 2 years, 22 months.
And it was how long from the top to the bottom?
Yeah, we estimate the trip to be about 7,800 miles that we walked.
7,800 miles, and right then the idea was born, you know, maybe I could find volunteers to do some of this.
Yeah, so I mean, I've always searched for purpose on my expeditions, and a few years after that experience and having worked with spotted owls in California and tracking lynx and wolverines and grizzly bears, it really clicked for me that there was an opportunity to get outdoor enthusiasts trained on the opportunity to collect data, give them ways to contribute, and to give folks tools to do that.
And actually, you were looking for people like yourself who decide to go off on an adventure, mm-hmm. in your case, walking top to bottom of South America, and say, well, while you're there, don't just think about how painful this is. Take some notes. What are you seeing? What kind of wildlife? What kind of trails? What kind of impact are humans having?
Yeah, that's right. So we really worked to identify really developed and really important conservation needs around the globe. And we'll place adventurers into those questions and those issues that they can answer. So we'll develop the scientific questions to solve a conservation issue and provide the volunteers as they're traveling.
And Greg Trainish, who is one of our National Geographic Emerging Explorers, is now teamed up with Sean Garrity, National Geographic Fellow, who's also head of the American Prairie Reserve. And you're supplying volunteers on this vast grassland to document what's there?
Yeah, exactly. So we really believe in what Sean and his team at American Prairie Reserve are doing out there, trying to create the largest protected area in the lower 48 states. When completed, it'll be more than 3.5 million acres. And this is such an important ecosystem that often gets overlooked. And we're really excited to be able to supply a group of outdoor enthusiasts who have the skills to survive in negative 20 degree temperatures, who are walking 12-mile transects in the bitter cold and mud and heat now.
Way to sell it, Greg.
Thanks.
Volunteers are calling our lines right now. Look, the phones are lit up.
As we go into summer, it's mosquitoes and 110-degree temperatures.
When is the good time?
it is always good because there's something different in each season out there that our volunteers get to see. It's an intricate place that appears like a flat grassland, but when you walk across it and actually start to observe it, it is so beautiful and such a great place for people to be.
And this is just one of the programs you're involved in. And they're not getting paid for this, right?
Exactly.
They're there as volunteers. They just want to do something,
yep.
to make the world a better place.
So people come to us from all over the world. It's people from France and South Africa and Australia, and they've come to us looking for, how do I make the most of my time? I want to be outside, but tell me what to do. And so we put them out there. They're non-scientists, but we're giving them really solid training. And really what we focus on is how not to screw it up, right? So we're not trying to create PhDs here. We're not trying to understand the complex mitochondrial DNA of feces that are out there. But what we do is collect that feces and hand it off to a lab who can analyze it. Or, you know, we're asking people to do things as simple as, where do you see wildlife and when? Or can you walk around the edge of a prairie dog town and map it? And we take this collection of information, which is a huge, huge amount of data that is just otherwise unattainable. We compile that data, and then real scientists can then use it and analyze it to make really solid management decisions around the reserve.
And Greg Trenish's operation, the organization he's put together, Adventure Science, and what's the general time frame they're committing to?
Yeah, so you come to our website, which is adventurescience.org, and on there's a number of different opportunities to get involved with, and you'll find Landmark front and center on there, which is the American Prairie Project. And you're committing to anywhere from 1 to 3 months that you come out with us. And really, if you wanted to stay longer, we could probably make some exceptions too. But we only ask you to commit to that long. We offer some small stipends for food and travel, but that's about it.
And now, coming up this summer, you're actually going to go on one of the projects yourself. You're going to put yourself in the field helping collect data. And a project that's been going on for several years. In fact, this will be the fifth summer in the Okavango Delta, Botswana, Africa, documenting what is there, trying to establish a baseline in a real wilderness area. But the way to cross this, 15 days, folks, in a dugout canoe. And Greg, do you have a lot of experience in dugout canoes?
I do, actually. I spent all of about 45 minutes to an hour circumnavigating a lake near Hogsback, South Africa.
Oh, so a calm lake with no crocodiles in it. So not like the river system in the Okavango, where you're in narrow passages coming head-to-head with crocodiles, hippos, and elephants.
That's right. Yeah.
And you're standing up poling, which is not the easiest thing. It's like riding a surfboard.
Yeah, and even less stable than that, I think. So while I was circumnavigating this lake, I had Steve Boyes, who's another emerging explorer from last year, screaming at me, pretending to be a crocodile. But that was about as close as we got to the real awesome power of nature that I'll be in the midst of come this August.
And you get a couple of days to warm up, but once you commit, you're in it.
Yeah. Once you cross that line, once you go over the edge, there's no turning back. It's
aren't you a little worried?
I'm extremely scared, yeah.
Because I've seen these crocs come out of the water and lunge at the canoes, and they don't even have to bite it. It will scare you enough that you'll lose your balance. It's already tippy.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you just move slightly, just the natural reaction to back away, it's going to throw you off into the water where it'll be easier for the croc to get you without having to go through the canoe to get to you.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Boyd. That's super helpful, actually, to visualize that
just based
image
on my experience. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Every time I start to think about this and I really get excited about it and know it can happen, then CNN had a crocodile just ate a guy in Australia, and that makes frontline news. And then I hear about, you know, Boyd's experiences in the Okavango and, yeah, getting chased by crocs. And there is a lot of me that is intimidated by that, and it's also something that is a tremendous opportunity for conservation. There's a really strong need here. In my organization, I'm not just going on this expedition for a one-time experience, which it's going to be. But I'm also going to be establishing a long-term research station there. Our hope is to bring volunteers out there to collect real data that's going to be used on the front lines of the newest UNESCO World Heritage Site. This information is going to be really key to preserving this area and protecting this place long-term.
And folks, we'll have Greg back to talk about his experience after he does it. But the most important part is not only you seeing this and recording it, but that other people have a chance to participate as well, doing something for the planet through Greg's organization, Adventure Science. Check it out online, adventurescience.org. Check it out. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, thanks so much, Boyd.
Coming up, we're going to take two road trips through the South. It's so good, we got to go twice. One for the food and the sights, one for the music. See which one you like the best. Also, don't forget, if you've missed any of our shows, you can find them all at ngweekend.com. Also, check us out on Facebook. In fact, we're going to put up some videos of some of the stuff we're talking about on this show, including music from the South. I'm Boyd Matson. This is National Geographic Weekend.